Proclamation number 5730 of 22nd of July, 1953. Power of the word. Weakness of will, little faith. Just immerse yourselves in my word. If you become weak in faith and love, and you'll visibly experience strengthening because you receive strength directly from me through my word. The powerless state, the state of intolerance, of little faith is always a sign of weakness of will. It is a sign that my adversary is making great efforts again to turn you away from me, and you do not resist him because you are too weak, and let him stir you up to restless thoughts, to doubts and also to unkind actions if you don't oppose him with the resistance which sets you free from him. If you don't oppose him with my word which he cannot hear and therefore flees. For my word is strength. My word gives you the strength you lack and also pushes him away from you. Because my adversary flees me, who is present to you in the word. Therefore, what do you have to fear if you are in possession of my word and immerse yourselves in every spiritual and earthly adversity? Whether you call upon me in prayer, whether you let me speak to you in a word, then you will always long for my presence and you will be helped. You truly don't need to be of little faith, discontented or depressed if you can shake off everything that torments you through my word, for it is weakness of strength and weakness of will which pull you down, but which you can remedy at any time if you want it yourselves. For my word is the answer to everything that affects you. My word is comfort and encouragement, admonition and warning at the same time, and it will always give you what you need in your soul's distress. My adversary will still often approach you because he hates the light which radiates from you, because he tries everything to prevent you from radiating the light which comes to you from above. He knows that he will lose power through your activity. He knows that you will turn souls away from him, and therefore he will stop at nothing to bring you down. Know that every impatient stirring of the heart, every displeasure, every failure in the spiritual sphere is stirred up by him, that they are, so to speak, prompted by him, for which he uses your fellow human beings again. And that he is only waiting for you to react to his counteraction in order to then deprive you of the opportunity to work for me and my kingdom, and then he triumphs. Don't let him have this triumph, but take refuge in my word, which is always the counterforce of his activity and which will always defeat him. Only your will has to be turned towards me. Then all his attempts will be unsuccessful, for I will truly not let my children fall into his hands who desire me. Then I will speak to you full of love and give you back what he wanted to snatch away from you. The faith, the love, the tranquility of heart, the peace from me. Amen.